know that obviously it's going to be very, very difficult to leave Eretz Yisrael. I imagine that the year has been a tremendous, hopefully a tremendously inspirational year for you all. But remember that the sign of any spiritual transformation is what you are when you're no longer connected to that spiritual transformation. As Chazon Ish used to say, even a pot that is two-thirds empty is going to bubble over when it's on the fire. But the only test of how full the pot is whether it spills over when it's off the fire. So the Chutz La'aretz might be off the fire, but if you truly filled yourself up with Kedusha, hopefully you'll be able to continue to be inspired. I just want to emphasize maybe something that needs to be considered, and that is sometimes when people come back to their parents or back to their families, there might be a holier-than-thou attitude. You know, you've learned all sorts of halachas and all sorts of hashkafos, and probably it is stricter than you see in America and the like. And by all means, if one is living by a higher standard, it's good to live by a higher, more elevated standard, but it takes a lot of chachma and a lot of midos to be able to live that way without insulting others, without embarrassing others, particularly in whatever it is, and to still show kavod for all Jews, really all human beings. And one has to remember that that is a chelek of Torah and Avodas Hashem as well. And that's a difficult nisayon, to be sure, but that's something you're going to have to master, just as we talked about Sfiras HaOmer, balancing the zealousness and the service of Hashem with kavod habrios, with having kavod for everybody that you meet. I wanted to share with you really two thoughts on this coming week's parsha that I think are relevant to some of the struggles that you're going to face. And that is, in Parshas Balosta, we read about the fact that Levian have a mandatory retirement age. It's pretty young, actually. Right? A person that's a Levi is only allowed to serve in the Mishkan until the age of 50. Once the Levi becomes 50, the Levi is mechuyev to retire. Of course, he spends the rest of his life marching, whatever, he does not serve in the Beis HaMikdash after the age of 50. Now, there is a machlokes rishainim, how to understand that. Some rishainim say this only applied in the midbar when the Levium had to physically carry the Aron HaKodesh and the like, so after 50, your strength may be waning a little bit, so there's a mandatory retirement. But once there's a Beis HaMikdash, and the Aron is in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and it's not going to be moved, and all the Levi does is sing, so you're 50 is not retirement. That's how some Rishonim learned, that it's only a halacha when Levium were carrying things, and it does not apply once there's a Beis HaMikdash. Other Rishonim say no. It's a permanent rule that when a Levi is 50, the Levi must retire. Now, based on this, the Mishnah Masechet Chulin says a very interesting dichotomy. The Mishnah in Masechet Chulin says that which makes a Kohen pasul makes a Levi kasher, and that which makes a Levi pasul makes a Kohen pasul. A Levi is pasul with age. A Kohen is not pasul with age. A Kohen, you can be 60, 70, 80, can do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So age is a psul for Levian, and it's not a psul for Kohanim. Mum, now mum is a physical blemish, like a broken leg. Mum is a psul for a Kohen. A Kohen cannot do avodah if he has a mum, but it's not a psul for a Levi. Kohanim are disqualified by mum and not by age. Levian are disqualified by age and not by mum. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Chulin. And the Mishnah does not give any reason for it other than pointing out Pesukim. It's straightforward. Parshas Emor talks about mumin and it mentions Kohanim. Parshas Balos talks about age and it mentions Levium, but it doesn't give you a logic or a rationale for it. So I want to share with you my thoughts from the Tzemach Tzedek, who was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, a great Gadol, in which he says that Kohen and Levi, both of which are needed in the Beis HaMikdash, represent two different ways of serving Hashem. The Kohen represents serving Hashem by following rules down to the smallest detail. If you've learned Sefer Vayikra, you know that Korbanos have many, many rules and many, many details. And those details have to be followed exactly. The smallest little deviation from any of these details, the whole Korban is no good. And if you think the Chumash is detailed, you go to the Mishnah and the Gemara, you see detail after detail after detail. There is no room in the Avodah of the Kohen for improvisation, spontaneity, creativity. He's supposed to do it the same way every single time. Even if it doesn't even affect the Kohen, that could be a problem. For example, when a Kohen does the Avodah, he is supposed to wear big dekahuna, special garments. Now, if you're a regular Kohen, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, the garments are pure white. White linen, a white linen robe. Let's say, right, you have a fashion-conscious Kohen who says, I would like to embellish my garments with a touch of color, a nice tie or a scarf. Or, it's the middle of the winter, and the Korbanos are being burned outside, I want to wear socks instead of just being barefoot in the rain. Well, you know, the halacha is, if a Kohen adds one extra garment to the big day kahuna, the whole avodah is on that. All the Korbanos are pasuk. All the Korbanos he brought are pasuk if he wore a scarf or wore a pair of socks, even though he did everything right, he did the avodah correctly, but he deviated in the big day kahuna. That's called merubah gadol, extra gadol, pasuk. So, what is the mila of the Kohen? The Kohen represents dependability, consistency, exact performance of detail. And he does it day after day the same way. That's the strength of the